Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popwich. How you doing, buddy?
Been an interesting week. I don't know how else to say it.
It was never a dull day.
No, it was never a dull day.
You know, sometimes in a week when we're speaking at the end, we kind of give a bit of a recap of what happened. And it's not like every day something's popping up.
Right.
This week's a little bit different. Something popped up every single day.
Yeah, and that's been like for 3 weeks, right? It's just, it's crazy. It's evolving. Emotions are running high in people.
How are you feeling? How are, you know, because we, being on, you know, such limited sleep and you know, we're self-isolated. This is the first time I've been in the same room. And even though we're separate from each other, you know, and so forth, the team's all split up in four different directions or four different locations, I mean. So how are you dealing with it as an advisor speaking to the public and to our clients?
I've got to say it was an encouraging week. I've had lots of wonderful conversations. Mm-hmm. And not to say that they're not difficult, not to say that they're not emotional, not to say that they're not scary.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm implying. I'm implying that that we're all in this together. It's a fascinating conversation this time. This is a health impact. It's not like the financial crisis and the fact that, you know, number one, let's talk about people's health and safety.
Yeah.
Okay. I thankfully haven't come across anybody who have been impacted by the virus yet.
Yeah.
That will probably change. But that's an important piece of the conversation. And then, of course, second to that is, are we going to make it through this?
Yeah.
And are we structured properly? And it's a lot of structure and discipline. And we've been harping on those two words for 3 or 4 weeks now. But yeah. We're not going to stop here anytime soon because it's an important piece of the conversation.
Yeah, I've been having a lot of good conversations with clients, walking through the thought process, understand this is a pandemic. But I've been doing a lot of research and reading.
Mm-hmm.
And in those times when you start to read, sometimes you read a bit too much and you get too much information and then you got to filter it. And so if I'm doing that, and that's part of my job, I get paid to do the research. I can only imagine what the average person is going through with too much information.
Mm-hmm. Well, everything, the sensationalized headlines, right?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. And so in what's happening in this whole, let's call it the government action.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll break it down in two areas. What's happening is you're getting a floor or a bottom being established in the liquidity of the economy,
mm-hmm.
money being moved around. That's what the central banks are doing. That's why on Friday, dropped the interest rate, the overnight rate by 50 basis points to 25 basis points. That's part of the process. They're buying commercial paper. So basically they're trying to keep liquidity so people don't have, and businesses don't have a freeze in the money. Then in comes the federal government around the world to produce, they call it quote unquote stimulus.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to change that word.
Mm-hmm.
I want them to change it away from stimulus to economic destruction prevention plan.
Okay.
Because this money is not going to stimulate the economy. It's going to prevent it from catastrophe.
Fair.
And so all these programs, wage subsidies, business loans, emergency reserve, or that's just to keep people afloat to where it was over the last 6 weeks. This is not a plan that's going to enhance the economy.
Not yet.
That's the next round.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're done yet.
On
any type of government action.
Right.
More money is going to be put towards stabilizing and then enhancing.
Well, it's going to protect, right? That's the number one thing. So let's put this on the table. There's no limit to what governments and central banks are going to do, period. It doesn't matter what they say today.
Correct.
If they need to do more, they will do more.
Correct.
Worldwide, full stop.
And so when you are in a situation like this and you see 3 days of rally, 20% recovery in the markets, technically we're now in a bull from the bottom of the last bull, and all that stuff that's going on. And people are saying, and I got a text message,
mm-hmm.
a text message mm-hmm. saying, should I buy?
Right. Oh, dude. I've been having so many conversations about that. In fact, more conversations about missing the rally back up than I am about the down.
Isn't that amazing?
It's amazing.
Okay, so let's look at a couple things that we need to understand before we know where we should be going.
Right.
I believe, and you chime in on this one too, Dave, I think that the markets will have a V-shaped recovery. Mm-hmm. The economy will be a U-shaped recovery. The markets will move in advance of the economy.
You call it a V.
And I'm not saying it's a straight, sharp V. Okay. It's a V-shape. When does the bottom hit? I don't know. Mm-hmm. But it's going to recover because there are going to be a couple of things that's going to come into the reality that says, okay, we're back to norm or we're getting there.
Right.
And the markets are a 6 to 9 month forecast
Correct.
Of what the economy is going to do. It's not what's happening today.
Okay.
The economy, and I'm just saying globally, will be a U-shaped recovery.
Okay.
That U-shaped recovery, I'm concerned, how long is the bottom of that U?
Well, that's the great debate,
right?
Isn't it?
That's the great debate. Yeah. So, are we at the bottom of the stock market? Don't know. I'll tell you 6 months after the bottom. How's that?
Okay, I'm gonna say something that I've said to everybody I've talked to because I've been asked that question a lot. Picking the bottom is the exclusive sandbox. Okay, you only play in the sandbox if you're a sensationalist headline or your history. That's it.
Nicely said.
Nobody else should be in that sandbox.
Nicely
Forget
said.
About that.
So, the approach that I think we need to understand is there's a few things that's the unknown.
Mm-hmm.
Number one, how quickly will the money that the governments are putting in get to the pockets of the individuals and businesses?
Yeah.
That's number one. Number two, the flattening of this curve. There is a...
Health you're talking about.
Yeah, the whole
virus,
pandemic.
Yeah. Yeah.
This curve has to flatten to some degree where it can be sustained within the healthcare systems
right.
of the respective provinces and federal governments.
And countries, yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So that's number two. Mm-hmm. Number three, the economy has to start showing signs of recovery, meaning people are going back to work, doors are opening in businesses, we're allowed to have commerce. That has to start.
Well, wait a minute. Let's talk about that for just a second, because commerce is evolving too.
Correct.
Don't discount that, right?
Correct.
We talk
there
about
is,
this.
There is economic activity.
Right.
It's not all bricks and mortar.
Right.
There is a economic e-commerce happening.
Correct.
And it's evolving, but that change is a slower change.
Yeah, you bet.
There's a lot of things you can't do
right.
online
right.
that you need bricks and mortar for.
Yep.
Okay?
Yeah, and those businesses directly going to be impacted.
Correct. And so that we need to figure out how that's getting back to the new normal,
yeah.
whatever that new normal will be.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of unknowns. Now, we've been doing this for many, many years. We know that the markets do not like the unknown.
Yeah.
They want some sense of security
yes.
or certainty.
Yes.
We don't have that. So am I saying we're going to have a straight up V-shape from today? No. I think we have volatility, which is why I use the letter V. On the horizon, but I think we are getting closer and closer to some sort of understanding
right.
before we come up to the solution.
Right.
And that being said, be prepared for volatility and be prepared to have a strategy for the volatility. The structure and discipline is required.
Yeah. Well, it's funny how the various letters of the alphabet have been applied to what this is going to look like.
Yeah.
Right? We've got L's, we got V's. I'm going to throw in W because that may be
of
what
course.
It looks like, right? And the U's, we're going to talk about that in more detail and then the structure and discipline to take advantage of this in the fourth segment today. So you want to definitely stick around for that. I've also got some thoughts, Faisal, on sort of the three different phases of what we're going through, starting with the great negotiation that we've been talking about.
Okay.
Okay. What comes after the great negotiation? So
okay.
let's talk about what to expect because people need to keep their wits about them. You know, when they're in the markets, you can't afford to make a bunch of emotional decisions.
So we've got a great show today. We've got Jamie Golombek coming on talking about the new changes in the tax side of things. If you're an individual or a business owner, you need to listen to the show
yeah.
because he's got some great information on that. And then we're going to talk about these three different cycles or phases that we're going through and how no matter what happens,
you got it.
How do you take care of your retirement?
Yeah.
That's going to come out in the show. So stick around for the entire show. We're really excited. And we're going to have our first live webinar explaining how to bulletproof your retirement on Tuesday, April 21st, 7 p.m. Now you need to register for this. So go to morethanmoneyradio.com. That's morethanmoneyradio.com to register.
If you've in any way been affected by the COVID through employment, business owner, whatnot, stick around for the next two segments. We're going to have Jamie Golenbeck help us understand what programs are available for you. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.